Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Walking in God's Purpose. I am Evangelist Connie Hayes. Happy Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving evening, November the 24th, 2016. It's about 5 o'clock, and I was just coming out to just say Happy Thanksgiving to everybody and to pray that everyone is having a good day, the day of Thanksgiving. We should have a day of Thanksgiving every single day. We should not just have one day set aside to be thankful for and to be thankful for those that are a part of our lives and be thankful to God for the things that He do for us. We should just be thankful all the time. Even when things come up on you that you don't understand, you should still be thankful for, because as I always say, Romans 8 and 28, that we know that all things are working together for our good, that for the good, the bad, one day it's going to all come together and it's going to work for your good, even if you don't understand. And my thing to someone today, that if you've done your best and you're doing your best and still being misunderstood and things are not going the way that you plan, just continue to pray and to pray for others and just do the best that you can and be the best that you can. And know that what you do, that if you're doing it from your heart, then that's fine. Just do it from your heart and then give God the praise for it. Today I use scripture 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. It says, give thanks in all situations, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. So just whatever you do, just be thankful. Be thankful for the people that's around you. Be thankful for the people that come in your life. Be careful for the people that come that won't stay because they're only passing through. Be thankful for them too. Even pray for your enemies. Even pray for those that mistreat you. Even pray for those that misunderstand you. We just need to just be thankful every single day for every single thing. So I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm just going to share a few things. I'm not going to be out here alone. I just wanted to come by and just make sure I put some kind of message out there for someone that just needs to know that Happy Thanksgiving, and you're not alone, and you'll never be alone, because God promised that He will never leave us nor forsake us. It's a promise. Father God, thank you for this Thanksgiving day. Thank you, Father God, that as I go forward in your word today, Father God, that you will bless it and anoint me at this appointed time, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God, as I look unto the hills from which cometh all my health and my strength, Father God. I am so grateful, Father God. I am grateful, God, that I have a life with you, Father God. I am grateful, Father God, that I know you for myself, Father God. Please bless your word, Father God, that it will bless someone else, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for this time and this opportunity. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And on this day, remembering my dad, Elder John Wibbitt Hayes, and remembering my uncle, Dr. Charles G. Hayes, which was my pastor, and just thinking about them, you know, knowing that they are off in the spirit land, because, you know, spirit was never born, so spirit couldn't die. And today when I was on my way back home, one of the songs that my uncle used to sing, I'll never forget, it came on. So to me, I figured that was him saying, hello, how you doing? You know, because I spend so much time with him during the holiday seasons, because he always did the big feast and everything at his house for us. So we were always with him on holiday. So, of course, you know, that's something that you miss. But I know that God is still on the throne. And I know that God is still good. And I know God is somewhere working it out for me and you. And even if your heart may be a little heavy today, maybe this is your first year without your mom or your dad, you know, just know that God will keep you. God will keep us in perfect peace. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand, and everything's going to be okay. In Psalms 107:1, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. God's love is going to endure through no matter what we go through, no matter what trials we go through, no matter what comes our way, no matter who comes, no matter who leaves us, the Lord Jesus is going to always be there. So that's what you have to trust in. You have to believe that God is the beginning and the end, that he is Alpha, Omega, that he is I Am, that he is the Almighty God. You got to know that you know that you know that he's going to be with you. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just keep on giving thanks. Just keep on praising Him. And one day you're going to look up and everything's going to come out all right. It's going to be better than you can imagine. And as we're standing still and waiting on God to do what God do in Philippians 4 and 16, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything be prayerful and supplications with thanksgiving. Let your request be made unto God. Request it, leave it at the altar. When you take it there, leave it there. Be thankful for it. Give God a good praise and worship. Praise, we have to learn how to praise God. We have to learn how to worship God in the holiness of true holiness. We have to get out of formats, and we have to get into seeking the kingdom of God. In Psalms 106, it says, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. God is going to be there when we need Him, just when we need Him the most. He will be there. We have to just keep on pressing our way. We have to keep on knowing that He is God. We have to keep on praying. We have to pray in season. We got to pray out of season. We got to do, every day has to be a thanksgiving for us. We have to have thanksgiving in our hearts no matter what's going on. And in Psalms 30 and 12, that my glory may sing your praises and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. We got to give Him thanks. We got to appreciate where we are. We have to praise Him and worship Him in whatever season we're in. We have to continue to be thankful, even when it's not going our way. We have to put all our trust and our faith in the Lord Jesus to know that He's going to bring it out okay. And when you keep a mind of thanksgiving, when you have a mind of praise, when you have a mind of wanting to worship Him and to be with Him, He will come and see about you. He comes to see about us just when we need Him more. He saw about us when we was in our mess, and now we're reaching and we're searching and reaching for Him. Now you know He's right there. Please don't be sad today. Maybe you don't have the meal that you wanted. Maybe you don't have all the family that you wanted around you. Maybe things are just not going your way today. Or maybe not even going your way in a while. But just be thankful. Just be thankful that you are alive. Just be thankful for what you have right now. And know that the best is yet to come. And know that God is a good God. Know that God has not forgotten about you. Know that God, if God knows that every little string of hair that we have in our head, He knows what our needs are. Just go unto Him and ask Him. Spend time with Him. Give Him some of you. Praise Him and pray. And talk it over with Him. And watch Him make a difference. And if you have a dream or a vision that was given to you, go and talk to the Lord about it. And be thankful while you wait for Him to bring it to pass. Because if it's not exactly when you ask God for something, if it's not in His will for you, He's going to give you what's in His will for you that will end up being better than that. So don't be sad. Everything's going to be all right. Lift your head up. Look unto the hills, from which cometh all your health and your strength. Trust in the Lord and know that everything's going to be okay. In Psalms 104, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful to His name. Bless His name. Bless God's holy name. And when you think about all of the blessings that we have one of the greatest gifts. We woke up this morning closing our rifle mind with the use and activities of all our limbs. That is a day of thanksgiving every single day. And then we have the mind to want to serve God. Oh, my God. We have a divine connection with the God of the whole universe. Oh, my God. That is something right there for a shout in the camp, a praise in the camp. Let's get our minds off of all of this other stuff that they have just really put there to distract us. Let us get our minds on kingdom. What is the assignment for you today in the kingdom? What is your assignment? What should you be doing today to help in the kingdom of God? If we don't know, we need to be praying, we need to be still and ask God and watch God give us the direction, because he will come and he will give you just what you need. Even when you don't understand what you need, he said from in the Bible, he said that, well, we don't know the things to the least of what we don't know. If we ask him, he will give us even that. So whose report will you believe? Who will you lean on? Why not just be still and know God is God? Trust him and watch him bring out everything okay. And do you know that God gives us all gifts? That every good and perfect gift comes from God? That God desires to give us the best? So only thing we have to do as saints is we have to just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you. Not saying that it's not going to be, some days it's not going to be rough for you. Some days you may fall, but you just get up, and you get up with a heart full of thanksgiving. No matter what. No matter what's going on. And maybe you and your family are not sitting around the tables and connecting hands, and all your friends and stuff are not around today. But you know what? Still be thankful. Still be thankful for your family. Be thankful even when your kids and stuff, they misunderstand you. They're not around you, don't want to be around you. Still pray for them, because it's going to come a time that one day God is going to work it out and he's going to bring it full circle. Just keep on doing the best that you can do and keep on trusting in God to bring it out all right, and to ask God to make a way and ask God to change the king's heart to you. Pray for God to turn the king's heart to you and watch him. He may not do it in the time that you think, but he will be on time and he will come to see about you just when you need him the most. And I'm so thankful that I have my mother, Clara Page, living today, 81 years old, closing her rightful mind with the use and activities of all her limbs. And I'm so grateful for my play mother, Mother Rose. I'm grateful for my stepmother, Anna Hayes. I'm grateful for my son, Sean Hayes. I'm grateful for my sisters, Patricia Hayes, Clara Marie Lowe, all of my nieces, great nieces. I'm grateful for all of them. I'm just grateful that I have a family. I'm grateful for my Aunt Vera. I'm grateful for all of my aunts and cousins. I'm just grateful for all my family, because I do understand that God gave them to me and gave me to them. We are family because God put us together, and if God put us together as a family, he has a reason that he put us together up in that same umbrella to be family. And then I'm grateful for the family that is not in my bloodline. I'm grateful. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for my adopted daughters. I'm grateful for my spiritual daughters, my spiritual sons. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every friend and every acquaintance, and I'm even grateful for my enemies because they keep me praying. So I'm grateful, and I am grateful that God gave me walking in God's purpose ministry. I'm grateful, and I'm very thankful. So today is a day of thanksgiving. I am thankful for all that God has done and all that God is doing at this appointed time. As you travel down your journey, just keep in mind to be thankful no matter where you are, because if you walk with God, he's more than enough, and he's going to bring everything out all right. Trust God in all situations, no matter what. Trust him and watch him make a difference in your life. It says that weeping may endure it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy will come. Just got to have a day of thanksgiving, and every day should be a day of thanksgiving, because God didn't have to do it. God, Jesus paid it all for us. Jesus came for us and paid the ransom for us. He didn't have to. So we have to just focus on that and keep on going, Don't stop. Don't ever, ever give up. Knowing, because your blessing is right around the corner. But as we wait for the blessings of God, we have to lift clean hands and a clean and have a clean and pure heart. Blessed, blessed thee, blessed, bless you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't be sad. Lift your head up and watch God make a difference in your life. So today and every day, let it be a day of thanksgiving. Thank you. I pray that something was said that will help you along your way today. And I pray that you all just having dinners and everything, that everything with your family, that everything is just fantastic. And to God be the glory. And I just want to say love on purpose. Be thankful and love on purpose. Thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for this time. I thank you, Father God, that this message has been blessed, Father God, that you are blessed when they hear it. When they hear it out the iCarbs, whenever this message may be heard, that it may be something said that will bless them and help them along their journey. Thank you, Father God, for using me, thy servant, today. Thank you, Father God, that I have a thankful heart, Father God. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So as I always say, if you are out of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, go to Romans 10 and 9 and read the scripture, confess your sins, and ask the Lord Jesus to direct you where he wants you to go so you can begin doing the kingdom work, so you can get in tune and walk in purpose and get to doing your what God has assigned for you alone, your destiny, and what is your assignment. Just call on him, and he will give you an answer. And if you need to reach me, you can reach me by phone, 708-715-4545, or you can email me at walkingingodspurposeministry@gmail.com. I am available for you, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory for all that I do and for all that I say. And I say again, this is the day of thanksgiving, and every day should be a day of thanksgiving. God bless you.